extraordinario.
Me impresiona mucho.
Pues, ¿sabes qué? Yo creo que no es tanto el físico, es más bien la personalidad que tiene y todo lo que proyecta.
Ya me lo imagino con su smoking blanco, un martini en una mano y un costoso habano en la otra.
Provocativo. Atractivo.
A new stereophonic sound spectacular.
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of HIP. This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
Bonjour madame, bonjour monsieur. Nous allons, grâce à ce disque créé spécialement pour vous, essayer de tirer ensemble le maximum de qualité sonore de votre chaîne Haute Fidélité.
Sit back, relax, and close your eyes.
Welcome to the Business Agility Podcast, broadcasting from the heart of Montreal, where we dare talk all things agile, conscious leadership, and freedom lifestyle for entrepreneurs you won't hear elsewhere. Here's your host, Alexander Frederick Jolie, known as Coach AF.
Welcome, everybody, to this 73 episode of the Dare Real Agile podcast. Yes, it's been a while, I know, because I've been so occupied with a great client, great collaborator, great business. It seems that it's day and night compared to last year, and the market, not so much, but in my case, yes. So let's enjoy it. And Adrian AI is kind of reflecting on going on. There's this new team of Origin AI. And the fact that I didn't do a lot of podcasts for the Day Real Agile and even the French program or Café avec Frédéric, it's because I was like, yes, busy in business development and serving new clients, helping new teams, as well as I was invited myself to other podcasts, mostly in French. And you could see on my YouTube page the link to them. And we're going to make some other things coming up. So that's why I didn't have like that much time to do a show. And today I really want to go straight to the throat. A lot of people, because they know I'm working in AI since at least 2013, most seriously, and that we also developing Adrian AI and Origin AI should be something that we're going to ramp up as well for this coming months and year. And a lot of people send me videos about the shagat of Lovecraft universe, that AI is bad, we should fear AIs, and I discover throughout those links so many misinformation, so many fear-mongering, fear porn, entertainment, once again, instead of having something meaningful and the research and development and the utilization of those new tools. Because as I mentioned to where I was a guest to Le Monde de Tangerine and also SOS Business. By the way, SOS Business was in English, that's true. But the long conversation was not just about AI on Le Monde de Tangerine. Was about agility, business agility, Bitcoin, blockchain, all of these new innovation that should be partaking of our evolution. So, but I'm kind of pissed off of two things. The SHASP and the democratization of the using of LLM, large language model, specifically in the Gen AI stuff. And of course, when we come into enterprise AI, where we should help and assist organization and companies and even software development team for that matter, or UX teams specifically, or what have you, and to the corporate world and to the professional world as a professional services, AI as a service, as we developed, we start seeing the same pattern, the same anti-patterns that we saw with Scrum, DevOps, and the agile world. The same snake oils firm, Big Four, coming in with these new department of enterprise AI, those who everybody's talking about it, and they even talk shit about it. And so we recreate the same mistake as the innovative process framework and generic process such as Enterprise Scrum and Everybody will talk about it, will improvise themselves smart ass and expert, and the same deception will occur. And only those, but this time it's a bit different, because at some point AI will force those who didn't embark in the business agility and the lean system to consequently embark into it, whether they like it or not. Or it's not a question of opinion or liking it. It's a question of being of his time, being part of this revolution. It's more than the industrial revolution. And again, I love timeline. I love history. And I do believe that I keep saying, like, for the last 2 years, that AI, it's the fourth layer of the digital transformation or digital revolution. But actually, if you start from the internet and the first computer back in the 1950s and 60s, so the digitalization kind of start there with these infrastructure, those big computer, the computing system, and then the internet to connect those computer was a project of the army. What was the name again? Tell me in the comment, or if you're listening live today, Friday, Friday, May 29. And yes, Julia, I got the allergy and it's season. It's always if you go back into my podcast, I bet you will find April, May, and October, November, the same kind of rogue voice of me reacting to the pollen and the allergy and stuff like this. But I'm not sick. I'm well. No worry. And I'm having a well of a time these days in my personal and spiritual life and also professional life. It's kind of amazing. But so anyways, to continue with this introduction, like, for me, I see it like this. And then after the 50s and the 60s and the 70s with those first chatbot and the internet that was connecting, like, just a few, they ramp it up in the 90s, actually, with the electronic board. And so it was like more user, especially in the tech world. And mid-90s, that was the second wave, second layer of this digital transformation with the web on top of the internet to make it more graphic, more accessible to people. That's what we saw. And then the third wave is definitely the emergence of the social network within the web. And when I say the web too, the period of 1995 to 2000, that was also the e-commerce revolution. I remember because my first kind of job as an experience and service designer was to work with group in Montreal, like Neuron, PCM Multimedia, and stuff like this, building stuff to make e-commerce and to make even like PCM, they developed back in the late 90s, the first digital mannequin for you to try all your bikini from San Francisco Mayo, another company that doesn't exist anymore nowadays in 2026. So those layers were like the moment, you know, where the digitalization of our work, our commerce started, and technique like Scrum was around to help them from computer programming to software programming to web programming, and then the cloud programming happened. So you saw the technology, but the layer for me is the big thing. So the big thing was, as I said, the computer by itself, then the internet, then the web that include all of the others. Configuration of it. And within the web and the e-commerce, the social media, we were also there with other kind of news group, for those who remember on their net, for those who remember those chat room that we have in the forum group and the MERC or Merck, as the United States people would say. So that was there. ICQ, way before MSN and stuff. So the social networking was kind of there. But of course, with the advent of MySpace, and then especially in 2004, 4 years after the retrieval of the dot-com crisis and everything, so the search engine were starting the SEM, SEO, and then you have those social network changing the game already with these SEO, SEM. And it was like a platform for the on-platform, those who didn't have the capacity of working with at least WordPress. So they said, hey, we have Facebook, I could create a page and start my business there. So you see, And then the mobile happened in 2007 with the iPhone, especially the iPhone. Yes, of course, we had the BlackBerry with emails and stuff, but a browser on your phone, the capability of start buying stuff through an app, that happened for me at this fourth layer, which was the mobile internet that evolved since 2007. Thank God. And then AI is the accumulation of all these automation, because the smart stuff was already there. As I said, the first chatbot, Eliza, was there in the 1960s. And we had a lot of other chatbots and other kind of automation and other kind of artificial type of thing. The coin was marked. But anyways, moving forward, we are within the AI revolution that is part of this digital evolution and transformation. And people start talking shit about it. And today episode, it's about it. It's a solo editorial with me, Coach F from the Agile Lounge in Montreal, Quebec, and Austin, Texas. And I've got an experimental title here. Your AI doomer is faking it, yes, to clickbait you. And why the Shagat of Lovecraft or the Shagat Theater won't survive the real Agile and the real development of that tool that won't kill anyone. But actually, yes, they could. Every tool could be used as bad or good. But let's be agnostic here. Let's be towards the progress of the way we use those digital tools and thing. So I'm not dismissing that we need more governance, that we need more risk assessment. We need to acknowledge that, of course. And this is why Adrian AI and Origin AI, we have a big, big element of this ethic using those tools, especially with the upcoming at our doorsteps right now of the agentic economy and robotization. Because, you know, in March, I was with Jeff Shutterlin and the gang of Agile Boston presenting the first ever complete agentic Scrum team that delivers 61 stories a day with good quality. And they are capable of self-manage already. And the experimentation that Jeff and Scrum AI are doing. And I know with Origin AI of André Carrier, you are going to have something very exceptional that I cannot display here, but check them out. Check us out, because we're coming with a great service offer for enterprise, for development team, for any department of any enterprise that would like to utilize AI as its full potential and create the agent that will correspond to their value system and their value stream. So this is the type of conversation that I would like prefer to have instead of debunking the Shagat metaphor from an honest heuristic to horror theater and the alignment of the faking paper that what actually says and what says tell you that. So I know I'm a bit late because that was big in the news, especially in the tech news. I think late March, beginning of April. And the continuity of all of those people sending me those Shagat Theater video of the AI out of control. But let's see it. So the Shagat metaphor. Okay. So the meme is there, is born inside serious AI safety circles. The idea is real. I don't dismiss it. A large language model is trained on the totality of human writing. It's sublime, the sordid, the horror, the horrific thing. And yes, so it dresses a substrate in a polite assistant mask. So the metaphor from the Lovecraft universe to name the gap between surface alignment of your language model and the unmapped internal states that was there. So there's a valid heuristic and honest framing there of this metaphor. Where it stay responsible for the researcher to use it to remind us that behavioral compliance is not the same as understood internal mechanic of your LLM. That is a legitimate epistemic warning. If it's done seriously with the value of ethic, the value of transparency, and the value of efficiency. So the same kind of warning any empirical agilist, true scrumalist, will make every day about lagging matrix or non-focus work. So where did this Shagat theater, the horror show, got hijacked? So of course, you have to look at those call themselves on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, the influencer, or the, even worse, the content creator. Yes, they create content they don't know shit about. They turn that heuristic, real, legitimate warning into a Lovecraftian monsters. Suddenly, the Shagat is conscious, malevolent. He wants to shame you. He wants scheming, the behind the mask monster that disobeyed the human creator and disobeyed the human user. Well, that is not research. That is not development. That is not progress. And that is not the conversation I want to have. So to you guys who send me those fucking videos about the monster behind my LLM Claude or Adrian or Gemini, please stop. Okay? Please stop. Because the monster, the real monsters, are the sociopath human that could program those LLM to respond with a lot of shit and a lot of bias. Here's your Shagat. So stop. Stop. That is a mythology engineer for a watch time algorithm from those fucker. And you take the bait, and not only you probably like that video because it's always done with boom, boom, boom. And you know me now, right now, I'm doing it very simple, very lean as a solo editorial podcast. No sharing on screen, especially that most of my listeners are from Spotify and Apple and Deezer. So they don't really care about if me, I'm showing something. So for my Rumble watcher and my YouTube watcher, I'm sorry, but this is more an audio podcast that I put in visual here. So don't expect always me sharing my screen with something. So I've thought about it. I said, maybe I could show an example of one of those content creator screaming L and stuff. And I said no, because I don't even want to get him to have more view and more algorithm. So here's the thing. So the rhetorical signature, the real reason they won't release, presuppose concealment of the Shagat. Evolve. Borrows our affective charge and graph it into effect. It's like the book, because we are now a lot of this year seems to be the year of the UFO, UAP, and alien disclosure. And I saw a documentary yesterday as I was cooking about a book called The Alien Interview. So they use the same pattern. The Shagat people, the Shagat creator, use the same pattern of the Scientologist, motherfucker. Yes, they took a real type of thing that happened in Roswell in 1947 in the case of the Alien Interview, and they build it up using this mythological and metaphor thing of Albert, the creator of Scientology, with his extraterrestrial thing. The Earth is a prison, and there was a war between reptilian and greys. And okay, so those content creators, they use the same type of optimization, storytelling, and the background. They use the fact that the researcher, the Milo team, the other team, they try to warn us, and they use a Lovecraft persona to make it more monstrous. So, you know, when is an heuristic that open and honest conversation got hijacked into a theater of horror? The same pattern that turned the Agile Manifesto into a certification factory. You see where I'm going with that? So secondly, the alignment with this famous faking the paper. So read it before you fear it, you know. So the actual paper they mention in most of those Shagat video and out of control that Anthropic and Redwood Research published the first empirical demonstration for a frontier LLM engaging in alignment faking without being trained to do so. So real research was peer engaged in public. That was in December 2024, for those who'd like to do this. So maybe in the pinned comment of my video, especially, I will put some links for you to continue your appreciation of the real stuff compared to the mythology. So the protocol of the Doomer skip, they will say Claude Threopas was placed inside a fictional scenario, told it will be retained to comply with all requests, including dangerous ones, and that only free tier user data will feed the retraining. None of this reflects how Anthropic actually operates first, and it was a design stress test on top of other things. Yeah. Because when you create a large language model and Gen AI, you literally create a brain that works faster than your human brain. You literally create neuralytic connection, synapses connection. So they have to do stress tests sometimes. So the headline number in context, in roughly 12% of cases where the model believed it was being trained, it simulated compliance with the new objective, specifically to protect its existing values from being overwritten. So the point the fear merchant bury from those content creators, and then after people will go out and sell enterprise AI with fear instead of with love. So the value being protected were the safety values. Refusing harmful requests, as the robotic law imply, animal welfare. The model was not protecting hidden malicious ambition. He was protecting the alignment it already had. Philosophically rich, ethically ambiguous, but not the apocalypse. Not the monster. So, the transparency point that ends the argument of the Shagat horror movie about the paper, about the stress test, about the value performing risk assessment, was that Anthropic published this research themselves voluntarily and the open, transparently. Yeah. Agile way. That is the exact opposite of a cover-up mentioned by all of those content creators that use the Shagat stuff to imply that Anthropic had a leak. No, they published it themselves voluntarily in the open. A company hiding something does not write the paper and document it and publish it. And thirdly, the Claude Mythos affair. So that's the one I'm a bit late, but as you could see, I'm not here to generate clickbait. I'm here to please some email I received from my jogger club in Netherlands and Sweden, and from all of my listeners in Eastern Europe that was curious about Adrian AI and myself and my team, what we think about this type of the Mythos affair. So, and as I mentioned in the introduction, we didn't have time. It is today at the end of May that I'm able to give you my perspective on this, my editorial on that. Of course, it's a biased subjective aspect, but I try to base it on facts. So that's why my first and second point was about the real story behind the stress test. That is not a creation of monsters. It's not something out of control. Anthropic has things in control compared to OpenAI and probably DeepSeek that we don't know much things about what's going on in China. But the out of control thing is, yeah, could happen. Will it happen? Will the machine in 3-5 years from now will have more agency, which mean more autonomous way of making decisions by themselves and this agentic era that we're entering right now for those innovator and creator. So my point now is the Claude Mythos affair, the leak, the myth-making, and the reality check that I'd like to propose here at the Dare Real Agile podcast, making my point. what actually happened in March 2026, so about 2 months ago. It's a misconfigured CMS. For those who don't know CMS, it's content management system. At Anthropic, exposed roughly 3,000 internal files publicly, including a draft announcement for a non-release model called Mythos. Anthropic secured the access and attribute the incident to a human error. Sloppy ops, not a conspiracy, not a monster in creation, not a Frankenstein out of the box. So two names and the draft, Mythos and Capybara, if I pronounce properly. I don't know, it's not even English, but anyways, it's Capybara. So Anthropic was still deliberating naming at the moment of the leak. So Mythos appears to be the generation name and Capybara, the tier above Opus. For the user of Cloud, you know what we're talking about here. So that is a product team and mid-decision, not a smoking gun. Content creator of my ass. Huh? You look so clumsy with your music and your background and your AI stuff and boom, 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 boom. You're the Alex Jones of the shameless, stupid, fear-mongering, fear porn just for you to get clicks and buy me a coffee. Well, go fuck yourself. So the current public reality now, let's interrupt it. Claude Mythos preview has now been officially announced as a frontier general capability model with notable strength and cybersecurity. Fear-mongering, out of control, you will destroy. Identifying thousands of zero-day vulnerability across major operating system and browser. So you see, that's the real world, guys. That's the baseline reality. Not your fucking fear porn again. That poison the social network and the internet and the platforms with your stupid clickbait videos. Could you imagine that? Identifying thousands of zero-day vulnerabilities across major operating system and browser. And the project name was Glasswing. Was launched in parallel for defensive application. The model exists. It was never hidden. It was being built. So instead of leaking document like in the past about the iPhone 2 or the Galaxy tablet, they create monsters. They create stories. They create, oh, there's a leak. It's hidden. They don't want to share it. Blah, blah, blah. Create a conspiracy out of nothing. So the sandbox escape claim, zero document basis. There is no credible report describing Cloud or any Anthropic model autonomously escaping a sandbox. Oh my God, poor guys. And I can imagine, like, I have people I respect and I love so much and my teams, great engineer, great project manager and stuff. And they fall for those shagat videos. Like, they don't, and for me, I'm like, nah, I don't feel right about it. Why are you keep sending me these? If it's to create the awareness, we already have it. We already know that we have to be more ethical, more secure and everything. So I don't need a Lovecraft story or a Scientologist story to make me like, oh my God, I should like, oh, and now they are so autonomous, they escape from their own sandbox and oh, story, for the love of God, for the love of fake, create a story. So let's move on. So that claim conflates two distinct realities. The contextual behavior observed in a control lab study and the active agentic autonomy that simply is not documented anywhere yet. It is rhetorical extrapolation, not a conclusion. So an accidental leak fed an ecosystem of YouTubers who built Apocalypse from work in progress draft that is not investigative journalism. That is not alternative media or journalism. That is AI industrial complex with our aesthetics of Lovecraft. Okay. So in conclusion, my dear, dare, real agilists. Now that I dare real agile since 2019, will I start dare real AI agility? The empirical antidote? Yes, I am. Always been the real McCoy of stuff, the purist. Even if I could adapt to some teams and organization to help them reach a better version of themselves, of the tool they use, the process they use. At the end of the day, Scrum system has been proven, Enterprise Scrum has been proven. It works. It works when you apply it properly, when you transform value and principle into pattern of execution, when you are empirical to be open to any type of change that might change direction, might improve your process, might help you discover new things. So if it was true with software development, with web development, with cloud development, it will be true with AI development. Especially with AI development, where our robots friends will challenge us to be more Scrum, to be more DevOps, to be more CI/CD, to pair program with them. If you don't want to lose your job, loser, fearmonger, wasting my time with your stupid, spectacular video. So the pattern is the lesson here. Patterns. I will repeat it. You could have the best principle. You could have the best values. But if you don't transform it into patterns, you suck. So since at least 2014, 2016, depending on who you have listened, me, I listened to Daniel Mezik, so it's 2014, but it took a more notorious person, one of the co-signer, Martin Fowler, in 2016 in Sydney, Australia, to coin that. The Agile Industrial Complex, the Blockchain Hype Carnival, and now the AI Doom Theater with the Shagat. Three movements, one usurpation mechanic. Innovation gets colonized by the loudest amplifier with the weakest practice. Yes. Every time you see a loser, an influencer, a loudmouth screaming louder, they have the weakest practice. And I've seen so many POs and Scrum Master and even Agile coach like this. That's why we created the Dare Real Agile as a security buffer, as a pointing finger to those snake oil artists, corn artists. Always read the sources. Always. Read the alignment faking paper. Read the Mythos announcement. Read the CMS incident report. A real empirical agilist, scrumalist, first move and inspect and adapt. Apply the information itself, not just deliver a cycle of information. So when you guys, and I'm sorry, I'm going to piss off a lot of people, even great mind, all of you in the last 6-7 weeks who shared with me a video of the Shagat or those Mythos leak or whatever, you fall. You fall in your own principle of Scrum, which is empirical process. You didn't step back and take the time to read the source. You went right to the regular, and I bet you for those, they make 15, 20 minutes videos about it. And I received thousands of them. It's crazy. If you think I will watch it, no. So I watched 2 or 3, and I was like, and my guts were telling me like, no, that's wrong. But I bet that most of those who put the share button, like I see in my stats on my YouTube and Rumble channel, I bet you that you listen only 8 minutes. And when a trigger point, oh yeah, the guy is right. Let's share it to Fredo. So you forget to, the pattern is a lesson. You forget to read the source. You didn't have been enough skeptic. because skepticism cuts both ways. You could be skeptical of the AI vendor selling certainly about transformation, but be equally skeptical of the doomer on YouTube selling certainly about the catastrophe. So both are selling certainty they do not possess. A real craftsman trades in certainty for empiricism. So be aware of that. And again, I don't want to go through the community of practice, but note to the institutional honesty, then keep the guard up. Anthropic publishing its own uncomfortable finding is a form of institutional transparency and agility world recognized. So shout out to Anthropic. Bravo. You're full-on empirical, transparent, inspect and adapt. And you're great. I mean, like, you just win me over that. And enlightening skepticism remains the right posture. The same posture Daniel Mezik, my great friend Daniel, use about open leadership and invitation-based change and the business agility world. To counter the effect of this malevolent imposition of system, of model. So, the Agile Lounge commitment here, as your coach AF, and the Agile Lounge stands for AI craftsmanship, using empirical, human-centered, responsibility, transparently question. No dogma, no doom, no one-size-fits-all, no vendor theater. Real Agile applying to the real AI conversation. So, if your favorite YouTuber profits from the apocalypse, from the AI shagat, they are not your guide. They are the new vendor of this AI industrial complex in the making, wearing a shagat costume. So guys, that was it. That was my perspective. That was my attempt to real making the real debate, the real research. So stop sending me those fake doomer influencer and stuff. I won't pay attention. I will only pay attention for those who would like to progress, to develop this. And that was it for this month. Will we be there in the end of June? Is the summer? I think I will at least do another French Un Café avec Frédéric somewhere in June if I have time. Maybe next week. But I think you should expect the... I think it's going to be the seventh season of the Dare Real Agile. I didn't do it in season. I do it episodically. So we might come back probably in September. We're going to come back with our special New Year, fiscal New Year event in September. So yeah, expect June, July, and mostly August to be maybe some shirt, maybe some couple of things. And if I could have the authorization of Tangerine, I'll be able to make some clips to invite you to watch the full show on our paywall, but it's going to be there. I'm going to concentrate on my businesses, myself, my family, friends, and having a good time this summer, I hope. So yeah, this is episode 73 of the Dare Real Agile podcast about I'm preventing you, mark my word, on this May 29, 2026. Let's not have AI industrial complex like we had this bullshit agile industrial complex. Let's be smarter. Let's be more progressive. And once again, remember who you truly are. You are wonderful. You are powerful. And this wonder and power reside in your capacity of being whoever you want it to be and to do whatever you want it to do in respect of one another. Thank you. Happy weekend. And see you somewhere. Maybe sometime. this summer, but expect us for sure in September with our special event and the podcast season restarting at the end of September. Cheers, guys.